Welcome to Breakfast in Limerick. This time I'm back in the city of my birth. Small city, maybe about 60,000 people. Third largest city in the Republic of Ireland. And I'm on blueberries, bananas, well, a banana, a kiwi, and big fat raisins. And my brother's just gone upstairs, and I'm getting ready to go and see if I could get my glasses fixed, because somebody stood on them a couple of days ago when I was out swimming in a place called Lahan, which is seaside place and near Lahinch. So I've got these damaged glasses, which are which one side of the arm is completely in the wrong direction, well, is pulling in, being pulled, or looks like it's being pulled in the wrong direction, so they don't properly fit over my right ear. And I'm going into town, as we say in Ireland, into town, to see if I can find an optician. Ah, good morning. Good morning.
Sleep okay?
Yeah, I did. Slept very well.
Good. Hello. Hello, everybody. Good morning, 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 morning. How are you?
The next bit of my... fragment of my life today is walking the centre of Limerick City. I'm right at the crossroads that's between O'Connell Street and William Street and Sarsfield Street and Patrick Street, and I've just come out of Vision 2. There are an opticians on Sarsfield Street, and I'm over the moon because my glasses were stood on while I was in Lahinch, and the frame was, well, the arm of the frame was bent, and it meant that one side of the pair of glasses stuck out, the arm stuck out from my head, and it was very hard to keep them on. And I went in not really feeling optimistic that this optician would be willing to bend it back. And of course they said, look, at your own risk. But I, wonderful thing, it's sorted. But I felt obliged, and anyway it was a good idea, to buy another pair of glasses, a reading pair of glasses, 3.5 strength, whatever that means. So I've come out of there, having got my glasses fixed, and having got a spare pair of specs, for 25 euros, and this is a very happy start to the day. So now I'm going to look for a coffee house, and there's Starbucks. I wouldn't dream of going in there. That's on the corner of the street, Brown Thomas, across the road from me. That's a very fancy department store on the site of what used to once upon a time in Limerick, in case anyone from Limerick would ever listen to this, it would be called Todd's. Todd's had a fire. Anyway, that was donkeys years ago. And I'm walking up the street thinking, where'll I go for a small bit of breakfast? Additional breakfast. Because I had something in my brother's house. And but maybe sausage and egg or something like that. And sit down and have a decent cup of coffee. So that's my next ambition. This is what happens to me if I am in a very good mood, exceptionally good mood, what I am at the moment, which is that I've just gone into a shop, a company called Echo, E-double-C-O, and I've walked out, not with shoes, but I bought three pairs of socks. It cost me €20 for three pairs of socks, but I was very fond of the colour. So there we are. Just thought I'd put this in as a little fragment. Well, that was breakfast in Rosita's. Yeah, very near Catherine Street. Anyway, I had a espresso with the hot water on the side. I had two sausages, two eggs, two bits of bacon, white pudding, black pudding, and baked beans, and some white bread, which I'm not going to eat white bread when I get back to Cork. I've sort of had a long weekend of eating things that I have given up in Cork, including sweets. A little bit of street life there. And then I nipped into the family bookshop, O'Mahony's, on O'Connell Street, and got a book called The Names, which is what my wife asked me to get. So there. Now, the big issue is, can I find my car?
Right, yeah. I'll be on the tee box there, because we're not going out for about 20 minutes. Okay, all right. See you then. Bye.